1 Samuel, chapter 28. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said to David, "Do you know assuredly that you shall go out with me to do battle, you and your men?" And David said to Achish, "Surely you shall know what your servant can do." And Achish said to David, "For this reason I will make you keeper of my head forever." Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him, and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Shaul had put away those that had familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together, and came and pitched their tents in Shunem. And Shaul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched their tents in Gilboa. And when Shaul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Shaul inquired of Yahweh, Yahweh did not answer him, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by the prophets. And then said Shaul to his servants, "Seek for me a woman that has a familiar spirit, so that I may go to her and inquire of her." His servants said to him, "Behold, there is a woman that has a familiar spirit in Endor." And Shaul disguised himself and put on other clothing, and he went, and two men went with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said, "I ask of you, divine to me, according to the familiar spirit that you have, and bring him up whom I shall name to you." And the woman said to him, "Behold, you know what Shaul has done, how he has cut off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. For what reason then do you lay a snare for my life to cause me to die?" And Shaul swore to her by Yahweh, saying, "As Yahweh lives, there shall no punishment happen to you for this thing." And then the woman said, "Whom shall I bring up to you?" And he said, "Bring me Samuel." And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice, and the woman spoke to Shaul, saying, "Why have you deceived me? You're Shaul!" And the king answered her, "Do not be afraid, for what did you see?" And the woman said to Shaul, "I saw Elohim ascending out of the earth." And he said to her, "What form is he of?" And he said, "An old man comes up, and he's covered with a mantle." And Shaul perceived that it was Samuel. And he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Shaul, "Why have you disquieted me to bring me up?" And Shaul answered, "I'm sore distressed because the Philistines make war against me, and Yahweh's departed from me and answers me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. And therefore, for this reason have I called to you, that you may make known to me what I shall do." And Samuel said, "Wherefore then do you ask of me, seeing Yahweh's departed from you and has become your enemy? And Yahweh has done to him as he spoke by me, or through me. For Yahweh has rent the kingdom out of your hand and given it to your neighbor, to David, because you did not obey the voice of Yahweh, nor did you execute his fierce wrath upon Amalek. And for this reason has Yahweh done this thing to you this day. Moreover, Yahweh will also deliver Israel with you into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. Yahweh shall also deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines." Then Shaul fell straightway all along on the earth, and was sore afraid because of the words of Samuel. And there was no strength in him, because he had eaten no bread all the day nor all the night. And the woman came to Shaul and saw that he was troubled, and said to him, "Your handmaid has obeyed your voice, and I've put my life in my hand and have listened to your words which you spoke to me. Now for this reason I beg of you, listen to you also to the voice of your handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before you, and you eat, so that you may have strength when you go on your way." But he refused and said, "I will not eat." But his servants, together with the woman, compelled him, and he listened to their voice. And so he arose from the earth and sat upon the bed. And the woman had a fat calf in the house, and she hastened and killed it, and took flour, and kneaded it, and did bake unleavened bread with it. And she brought it before Shaul and before his servants, and they did eat, and they rose up and went away that night. End of chapter